This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Krusty's Corner with your main man, Brian Broaddus. And it is brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king of the crust. He's brought us.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thank you to Reliant as well. Look forward to having them on board at camp. And then also thank you to Alba Limos, who's they're going to give us a ride out to the airport tonight. And I just checked our flight. By the way, we're 45 minutes delayed.
Okay.
Coming out of there. So maybe we could celebrate Wooly Bully's birthday. We can have some cocktails.
Yeah, well, we can booze cruise this thing.
We could
I'm down for that.
We can do that. We've done that before, right?
Yeah, it's been a good time.
We've had some fun doing that.
So what time do we take off now?
9:30. We board at 8:55. So
perfect.
Anyway, but yeah. So hopefully, American, they don't have the problems like Delta has the problems with the computers, right? And that
I think Delta's the one that's getting hammered pretty bad. I see a bunch of videos of people that are like, oh, we're now on day 5 living in the airport.
What? 5?
Yes. Oh, yes. No. And it's just people stacked on top of each other throughout the hallways of the airport. That's what I've seen just clips of on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Well, let's not let that happen. We need to get out there and get going. All right. I said I got some questions for you guys.
Fire when ready.
Chief, I'll start with you on this one. No, I'll start with Wolchek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a pivot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much rope are you giving Mozzie Smith in training camp? How much rope are you giving Mozzie Smith in training camp? Do you have a plan of what you would like to see?
I mean, I need Mozzie to just be able to stand your ground at times, you know, just show that your get off is not consistently the slowest at the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
You're a one tech. You're right in front of the football.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be so hesitant. I want to see him just play a little bit more freely. And I think a lot of that will be, hey, the get off's a little bit better here. But can you? How is he doing 1v1 against Tyler Smith?
Sure.
Against Brock Hoffman? Against Cooper Beebe? Against TJ Bass? I mean, really, I think maybe that's the better assessment. How's he doing against Hoffman, Bass, Beebe? Right? Because Tyler Smith's probably going to kick his ass. Tyler sure. Smith's an all pro. So is Zach Martin. So how's he doing against these next couple of guys? If he is just completely getting worked, I am going to be extremely nervous that, oh my goodness, I think we have a first-round bust on our hands.
If he's getting worked by Smith and Martin.
Not as much.
Not much.
Not as much. But you do need to see, like, some of these guys will get worked, and we've seen it before. You come back with a positive rep.
Right.
Right? I want to see some battle here. Mm-hmm. I want to see some heart from you. Where's the fight back?
Right.
So it's okay if you get planted on a rep. Do you come back and battle and work your way back the next time? Yeah. Do we see corrections from him over the course of practice? Improvement? Just areas that we can say, okay, this guy's getting better at all in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, you know, I'm right there with you. I think by the time we get to the first preseason game, I'm looking for encouraging signs on the field. I'm hoping to hear good reports from you as far as, you know, how he's holding his ground and stuff like that. But I would say a week. And if it's not significantly better than last year, then all of my hope that being, getting back to his normal size and playing the scheme or the style that he was successful with in college, that's all going to go out the window. I'll give it a week, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, like, by the time we leave there, I'm going to have some feelings about him. So hopefully it's at least showing respectful reps versus the guys that you think you should Tyler Smith, Zach Martin, they may handle you a little bit. Would love to see a flash or two against those guys, though, to be like, okay, you know, this is like the strength and stuff. I kind of want to see, I want to be able to see him hold his ground and really get a, maybe get some type of tossing dudes around a little bit, because he was supposed to be the super freak strong dude.
Yeah.
And let's see if he can still be that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get, I'm trying to grab how much he weighs right now. I'm reaching out to a couple different people and see, you know, with the physicals and stuff, they weigh these guys.
There you go.
So I was trying to
get... Is today conditioning test day?
Yeah, today would be that day. We're practicing tomorrow. So I just was curious of what...
Hope that asthma field's ready.
Yeah. Just curious how much he weighs. Hopefully it's gone up. I don't know if he's 329 pounds like he once was, but...
What are you hoping for? What would you... Like, if he was 310, you'd be like, okay, we're good here? Or do you want to...
314.
That's what we want.
314.
Give me 314, and then that way I could find a way to kind of work on some things. You know, but he does not need to be 303 or 293.
Is 314 a magic number for you?
I just feel like the stoutness of him at 314 would probably be better, because that would be a 15-pound weight difference from where he was at Michigan when we saw him play at a very high level. Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a position that you might go long at? And I mean long as having extra guys. Is there a position you're saying, man, I can't cut all these guys. I might go a little long. Is there a position you got in mind?
I mean, in terms of like good players that you would hate to see go, I think maybe the safety position mm-hmm. could ignite sure. some of that.
Sure.
And they're all like on a similar playing field, just with different strengths and stuff. So I think that would be one that would jump to mind first.
Safeties. Dawson, do you have a position that you're kind of thinking, man, they've got several pretty good guys at this spot. I'm not very interested in moving on from, so I might go a little long.
I was thinking the defensive backs, you know, but I'm going to say runner, because I think it's just a hodgepodge of guys. And you probably want to give as many of those dudes an opportunity throughout the season to get them some game action and see if you actually have a gamer in there.
I think it is safety with Wilson, Hooker, Wanye Thomas, Bell, Izzy McQuamu is a guy that's going to get mixed in there. But otherwise, I think it's probably the offensive line with the uncertainty at who's going to start at center, right? Hoffman and Beebe. You know you're going to have TJ Bass. Awesome Richards is a guy I don't think they're going to want to cut. They just drafted Nate Thomas, who I think is a guy that they're probably going to want to keep around as well. And then we've talked about Matt Wiletzko.
Yeah.
Do they decide, hey, we're going to move on from Matt Wiletzko? I don't know if he's got eligibility to be a practice squad guy.
Sure.
So it might end up being offensive line. They look at, man, I don't know that we want to part with any of these dudes.
It's hard when you're in this business to get rid of offense and defensive linemen, because you can't find them during the season. You know, you just can't. So you might go 9 or 10 at those spots, and then go for there. Okay, my final question for you guys is: Todd Archer had Willie Harvey. He did his 53-man projection. He had Willie Harvey, linebacker, on his final 53. Who the hell is Willie Harvey?
That's the UFL guy that they signed, that they seem to like quite a bit. Now, he's undersized, right? I mean, gave us a really good scouting report on him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was a big tackle for loss guy, lived in the backfield at the UFL. They've hit on some of these players going back to, of course, Brandon Aubrey last year, Kevontae Turpin, and they need some athleticism and instincts at the position.
Right.
So Eric Kendricks is probably a one-year plug-and-play. We'll see if he's got more than that. You've got Overshown coming off the injury. We're hopeful that he's going to be good. Damone Clark, there's question marks there. Does he get better next to an Eric Kendricks? I think so. But Willie Harvey's a guy that, he's going to have every opportunity to make this team.
Yeah, maybe that's...
And a special teams guy.
You start to talk about positions, they might go a little long. Maybe the linebacker might be the crew.
28-year-old guy, all UFL, played with the Cleveland Browns a little bit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He played. He, like I said, he's a little bit of a shorter guy, and I say that with tongue in cheek.
But heavy still.
Yeah, but
he's thick.
He is a guy that's got some instincts, though, and can run and tackle, is all those things you want in this guy. So I see what Archer's doing there, but I threw that out there as like, yeah, keep
a surprise.
Keep an eye on a Willie Harvey.
Tech's coming in strong to go long at tight end, which is probably where I change my answer to now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good competition.
I just got word that like guys like Schoonmaker's definitely going to practice here. I'm going to keep an eye on him.
Okay, the corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every afternoon, 2:40. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
NFL news of the day coming up next. We'll check what's in store.
Cowboys aren't the only team with some contract issues. We got under the radar players and some good old football hate. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.